SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Investigators say the 20-year-old son of a sheriff's deputy opened fire at Florida State University with his mother's former service weapon, killing two people and wounding at least six others. Officers who arrived almost immediately shot and wounded the shooter. Trip Wyckoff, a librarian at FSU's Strozier Library, says they followed protocol during an active shooter alert on campus.
We closed all the doors to the suite. Got my people into a safe room, and then went out and started clearing people out of bathrooms and other rooms to try and get them into a central place.
The shooter is believed to be a Florida State student. Police identified the shooter as Phoenix Eichner. They say he began firing around lunchtime just outside the student union, sending students and frightened parents diving for cover. The Supreme Court will hear arguments this spring on President Trump's plan to end automatic birthright citizenship. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
On his first day in office, the president signed an executive order to end birthright citizenship for the children of people who are in the U.S. illegally. That order was halted nationwide by three district courts. During arguments on May 15th, the Supreme Court will consider whether those lower court judges exceeded their authority. In the meantime, the president's executive order remains blocked. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The arsonist who broke into the Pennsylvania governor's residence while Governor Josh Shapiro and his family slept upstairs faced little resistance as he smashed windows, ignited Molotov cocktails, and crawled inside. A security expert who's retired from the FBI wonders how that happened. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 527 points. This is SRN News. The United Kingdom's top court says the definition of a woman is based on biological sex and excludes transgender people.
Britain's Supreme Court has ruled that the terms woman and sex in the Equality Act refer to a biological woman. The unanimous ruling means that a transgender person with a certificate that recognizes them as female should not be considered a woman for equality purposes. But the court added that its ruling, quote, does not remove protection from trans people, unquote, who are still protected from discrimination under UK law. George Williams, SRN News.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders signed into law a bill ensuring faith-based organizations can follow their moral convictions when placing children in homes. Under the Keep Kids First Act, state officials cannot force faith-based groups to place children in homes not aligned with the group's religious beliefs. The bill also protects Christian adoptive or foster parents. SRN News. Once again, Google has been declared an illegal monopoly.
This time, it's for illegally exploiting some of its online marketing technology to help further its profits for an internet empire currently worth almost $2 trillion. The ruling issued by a U.S. district judge in Virginia comes on the heels of a separate decision in August that concluded that Google's namesake search engine has been illegally leveraging its dominance to stifle its competition and innovation. The cases by the U.S. Justice Department are an attempt to undercut the power that Google has grown since it started in a Silicon Valley garage in 1998. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is being downsized. Roughly 1,500 employees will be cut from the CFPB, leaving around 200 people. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.